In national news, his cause for canonization is progressing, and his videos and books are widely viewed. In a new book, Archbishop Fulton Sheen's Book of Sacraments, there is an offering of a collection of writings consisting of two of Archbishop Sheen's most memorable books on the sacraments and matrimony. And joining us from Midland, Ontario, Canada, is editor Alan Smith, the founder and director of the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Mission Society of Canada, and who served on the board of directors of the Archbishop Fulton John Sheen Foundation in Peoria, Illinois. Welcome. Glad you're with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Monsignor, for having me.
I have to confess to you that every single day, Archbishop Sheen and Dorothy Day are two that I continue to pray for their cause every single day of the week. So I'm glad to have you on and maybe catch up a little bit on that, too.
Yes, yes. I think everyone has a Sheen story or a Sheen moment where they've experienced his writings or a television show, but he's touched the hearts of millions. And so it's a great opportunity to share another one of his stories with the world.
I love it. I was lucky enough to be able to serve his funeral mass, actually. So it's just a great experience as a very young seminarian. So the book that you're offering today, it's a great resource in understanding the meaning of marriage for really all couples, providing lots of information and help for them through the lens of Archbishop Sheen's preaching. True?
Yes. You know, he penned this book in 1951 because he had a heart for couples. He wanted to give people some strategies, I think, to, you know, it's a lifelong vocation, marriage is, and we all need help. And again, he just had a heart for couples. And so we thought, you know, let's pen this book. And it's funny how my parents, when they got married in 1957, read the book Three to Get Married. And so it continues to be a ministry, I think, to many formators, that a resource that they can hand to a couple and say, read this, and you have a roadmap for the next 25, 30 years. And so, again, he has touched hearts. He touches on the topics. He talks about sex. He talks about mystery. He talks about children and having the Blessed Virgin Mary come into your life and bring her into your home. So these spiritual strategies are tested and true. And I'm sure as people read through these pages, they will have a smile on their face. And, you know, Father, I said at the beginning in my introduction, it's not always an easy read, Fulton Sheen is, because you have to keep putting the book down after you read a passage because there's so much truth there.
That's true. Even his television show is like that. Here on our network, we have the rights, I believe, to 14 episodes. And, you know, they never seem to get old. This is the remarkable thing about it, because it's so packed with so much information and reflection and thought that it's just, it continues to feed the soul of so many people. He once said, one of the greatest trials of marriage is the absence of solitude. That's such an interesting dynamic. Can you comment on that?
Well, you know, I think it's, again, goes back to mystery. You know, and again, he does about three or four chapters just on the theme of mystery, and that, you know, I think sometimes spouses look at each other and say, you're mysterious. But again, it's this idea of, you know, the title of Three to Get Married. You need God, the man, the woman, and God. And, you know, that's a novel thought for some, but yet it's been the core to successful marriages, that idea of having God at the center, that it takes three to get married, and it takes three to stay married a lot of times, and that God is the glue. And so I think that's kind of where he was going at, and of course would remind us. And again, what he mentions to you know, many widows and widowers in the book, that, you know, when you lose a spouse, the beauty is there's still someone there. There's still someone there. And so it is Christ who is there, even if you lose your spouse. So a great, you know, very consoling, comforting. The book, again, as I said, is a great roadmap for all couples to read, not just newlywed couples, but couples who have been married a number of years. I know my wife and I didn't read the book till we had been married 25 years. And then we realized, okay, we've done some things right and could improve on other areas.
Wow. I know that you're the creator of the website Bishop Sheen Today. Can you comment on that a little bit? It's a beautiful website. I've been there a number of times. It's just terrific. It's a great collection, not only of his works, but of his life. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Right. Well, I just, you know, fell in love with Fulton Sheen's writings in 2009 and started to surf the internet and found many of his videos. And I thought, You know, what a great gift to the church to have all of his videos brought under one roof. And so they're all available through links. And so I thought, you know, some people like to watch Sheen. Some people like to listen to Sheen. And some people like to read his books. So I just collected everything I could find on the internet, put it all into one site. And it's just a great resource library because he can touch your heart at your time, you know, when you want. And you can watch his videos at 3 in the morning on the website or download a number of his digital libraries. There's these scanned, almost everything Fulton Sheen's written has been scanned, is on a digital library. So you can read through that. But really, I just wanted to leave something for many generations. You know, we want to introduce Fulton Sheen to a new generation of viewers and listeners. But again, put it all under one roof. And of course, make it free. Everybody loves a free website. And so you can enjoy Fulton Sheen for hours and hours at a price we all can agree on. And that is free. Because I always say salvation is free. And so, you know, Fulton Sheen should be free. But you may have to buy a book or two. And that's okay. That's a good investment.
I can't help myself. I'll have to do that. Can you tell us the website so people can head there?
Okay, again, there's the bishopsheentoday.com website, and there you'll see a great resource. A number of books are listed on the site. There's my publisher, Sophia Institute Press, and you can find them on the web at sophiainstitute.com. And, you know, I've composed 5 anthologies of Sheen's writings, and so 3 are available through Sophia Institute Press. And one is coming in the near future, and then, of course, a 5th later on. But I'd love to be able to put these anthologies together. And so, again, his writings on the cross, his writings on prayer, and now his writings on marriage and the sacrament, all available through Sophia Institute Press.
Thank you so much for being with us, Al. Right outside of this studio hangs a portrait of Archbishop Sheen. We will continue to pray for his cause and let us know how we can support you in all the efforts regarding not only keeping his memory alive, but also keeping his beautiful spirituality and theology among the people of God.
Great. Monsignor, God love you. As Fulton Sheen would say, God love you.
Thank you very much. God bless you too.